Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Milsey. There have been two more school shootings in this country, both in one state, Wisconsin, one day apart. Yesterday's incident was in Waukesha, Wisconsin, west of Milwaukee. Officers there being praised for preventing a tragedy. The voicemail to parents from Waukesha South High School was calm but hit hard.
Today at approximately 10 a.m., we went into a lockdown.
Authorities there do not know what motivated a 17-year-old to bring a firearm to a school. Students hearing or seeing that he had it either hid or ran for their lives.
Was, like, scared for, like, my life because I didn't know where he was.
He was in a classroom where a student saw his handgun and reported it. Moments later, a school resource officer tried to empty the classroom as reinforcements arrived. Jack Russell is the Waukesha police chief.
Other officers from the Waukesha Police Department, Waukesha Sheriff, responded to the school and began dialogue with the suspect in an attempt to de-escalate the situation. The suspect removed the handgun from his waistband and pointed it at the officers.
Point to waist, shot fired, shot fired.
Copy, shot fired.
An officer was forced to discharge his firearm, striking the suspect.
Officers provided life-saving medical attention to the student and the hospital there. Milsey expects the boy to survive.
The second shooting was where, mate?
Well, that also happened in Wisconsin at Oshkosh, 100 kilometers north of yesterday's incident. A school police officer confronted a student with a knife at Oshkosh West High School. Authorities say the student stabbed the officer, who fired at the student, striking him once. This student says,
my teacher walked out of the class because we heard some screaming. And then after like 2 minutes, she ran back into the classroom and she's like, everybody needs to evacuate right now.
Police there in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, say both the officer and the student have been hospitalized. So far, Milsey and Basil, no report on their conditions.
No.